Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to the Movie Review Podcast. I am Terrence Fisher. I'm your host. And today is Monday, April 22nd, and it's Avengers Endgame week. Wow, we are finally here, man. Like this, it's been a long time coming. This Avengers Endgame thing is like the biggest pop culture thing that's happening right now. It's crazy how a comic book movie, you know, about some comic book characters are like the biggest thing in pop culture that's happening right now. But be that as it may, it's Avengers week and we got a lot of stuff to talk about. So first things first is one thing you should know is that the Avengers world premiere tonight. Now, if you don't know what the world premiere is, it is the premiere of the movie where they do like the big event where they have all of the actors in the movie and actresses and the directors and stars and all of this kind of stuff in the movie. They come out, they're on the red carpet, they do interviews, they go watch the movie all for the first time, and then they come out and all of this kind of stuff. So that'll be happening tonight, and it's going to be streaming live. If you want to check that out, I believe the website is on marvel.com/endgame. I think that's the website. I'll try to post a link to it in this video so you'll see. But that's something you're going to want to check out. Now, the other reason you want to know about this world premiere is because tonight, again, you'll start seeing a lot of reviews for the movie coming out. Now, the embargo hasn't lifted it won't lift tonight after the premiere. There'll be a social media embargo lift where they can, like, all of the pundits and all of the reviewers and all of that kind of stuff can come give their just overall thoughts about the movie, but they can't give specifics. They can't give like a detailed review. Now, again, if you don't know what an embargo is, it's sort of a clause that says when you see the movie, you can't come out and just start talking about it. You can't come out and do this. So there's like a couple of kind of embargoes. There's a social media embargo and there's like a regular embargo or something like that, where it's, again, where they'll lift a social media embargo where you can come out and like do a tweet or something like that of, you know, so many characters, and you can just say, hey, I thought the movie was really done well. It's going to be surprising. It's, you know, it's this. Or you could, you know, if you don't like it, hey, worst movie I've ever seen in my life. I don't think you're going to like this one. But of course, you can't come out and say things like, oh, this is, you know, somebody's going to do this in the movie. So those are those kind of embargoes. So again, if you want to watch the live stream, it's going to be happening tonight at, I believe, 7:30 Eastern time. 7:30 p.m. Eastern time. I think that's the time it starts. And you'll see a lot of the stars, and you'll see, you know, they'll do interviews and talk about the movie and stuff like that. So, or talk about their experience with making the movie. So that's something you're going to want to look forward to. I always pay attention to those live streams. It's crazy, again, how big this thing is. People showing up in limousines and, you know, getting dressed like one of the award shows, really. So that's going to be pretty fun to watch. Now, so the other thing, again, is the reason I'm telling you about this is because if you don't want any spoilers, if you don't want to know anything about the movie at all, it may be something that you don't want to see. And you might want to stay away from your social media accounts for the next few days, at least until the weekend, until you see the movie, if you don't want to hear anything about it. Now, generally speaking, I found that it's not that big of a deal. Nobody gives like these huge spoilers. Most of the people that are in the movie pundit space and the movie review space and all that kind of stuff, they'll come out and they stay true to the embargo. So if it says they can only give like general thoughts, they'll only do that. So again, that's something you just might want to keep in mind before you do it. Now, let's talk about the money and box office expectations for Avengers Endgame. Now, this movie is going to shatter pretty much all of the records. It's a foregone conclusion. It's going to shatter. Right now, it's the only question is whether or not it's going to hit $300 million opening weekend or not. Now, I don't think it's going to hit that much. It has a long road to travel. If you don't know anything about these box office numbers and on opening weekend, you're talking about $200 million by itself is a huge thing. It's a huge factor to try to, you know, make an opening weekend box office of that amount. $300 million, I don't know. You got stuff like the top movies that have done it, broke $200 million, was, you know, the other Avengers movies, things like some of the Star Wars movies, Titanic back in the day, stuff like that. So those have broken records. And I think Avatar, I want to say Avatar still holds the box office record, or it's at least number one, two, or three. So Avengers Endgame has its work cut out for it. Like, I don't know that it's going to make that much. Now, I think it's probably going to hit about 275. That's going to be my guess, 275, 280. Because they're screening this movie, man. I checked the movie times at my theater, and they're screening this movie like 2 or 3, 4 o'clock in the morning. There's like 3 o'clock in the morning showings of this movie. So it's going to be crazy. So, again, this is... it just goes to show how many people are going to be going out to see this movie and the, you know, what they're going to be getting and all of that kind of stuff. All right. So now let's talk a little bit about some of the expectations that I have for the movie. And this is where I kind of want to get into, like, this movie as a whole and this whole, you know, Marvel world in general. So there's a lot of things that I'm looking forward to in this movie. First and foremost in this movie, is Captain America and Iron Man. So Tony Stark and Steve Rogers meeting up again. Now, again, if you remember back in Civil War, Captain America Civil War, they had this big falling out. Captain America and Iron Man had this really big fight. Captain America walked off and, you know, threw his shield down, basically told Tony he could keep it or whatever. And they had this big falling out. So then, of course, they didn't meet in Avengers Infinity War at all. Like, they didn't even show those two. They hadn't met up yet. So this will be the movie that they meet back up again. So that's going to be really, really, I hope they make that like a really emotional scene, like where they bring those two back together and it's kind of awkward at first. And they have this awkward moment and then they come back together. I'm really, really looking forward to that. It's just one of those things that they've, you know, created this dynamic between Tony Stark and Steve Rogers where, you know, you kind of expect something like that. Now, one of the other things I'm looking forward to is seeing what they're going to do, if anything, with Black Widow and Incredible Hulk. Like, so if you remember, they had this sort of relationship, or they were hinting at this sort of relationship thing back in one of the prior movies. And what happened was basically Incredible Hulk, you know, he went off, you know, he flew off in this jet and wasn't able to be tracked or anything like this. And so back in Infinity War, he shows up again and him and Black Widow meet again up at the first time and they show this little awkward moment. But that's really all they do with it. So I'm really interested to see if they're going to hold anything or they're going to try to do anything with that dynamic between those two in this movie. It will be interesting to see if they try to develop some sort of love interest between them. I don't think they're probably going to go that route anymore. I think they've kind of, that ship has probably sailed. But again, it's just going to be interesting to see if they do anything with it at all. Now, one of the other things that my expectations for this movie is just overall is just that it's going to be a really good movie. It's going to be a really good popcorn flick. Sit down, you watch this big spectacle on the screen, and it's like, man, all of the superhero movies that you know, dreamed about and saw as a child in comic books are coming to life on this really big screen. So I'm really looking forward to seeing that and just having a good movie experience overall. Now, you know, there's some speculation that this movie could just not live up to some expectations. And, you know, at this point, it's kind of one of those things. The expectation levels are so high for Avengers Endgame right now. There is a strong possibility that it just may not live up to those expectations. I tend to think it's going to be a good movie regardless. I think it's going to be, you know, it's going to be satisfying. It's going to pay off in a lot of ways. It may not hit every button and everything that I particularly wanted to hit, but I think overall it's going to be a good movie. So that's what I'm expecting. But again, just the expectation levels are so high. Again, we're talking about over a decade worth of movies all culminating into this particular movie, this Avengers Endgame. Now, another thing about this movie is it's supposed to be going toward the end of Marvel's phase three again. And that's, if you don't know about their phase one, phase two, and phase three, again, it's just kind of like ways of labeling different sets of their movies. So like the first set of movies was like their phase one, second set phase two, and then this phase three, and all of the, and this will mark the end of phase three. That's kind of what's being speculated. We'll see how that goes. We have some more Marvel stuff coming. We still have Spider-Man Homecoming coming out later this year. So we'll see what's going to happen with that. All of those kind of things. Now, just one other thing that I'm looking forward to in this movie is seeing how they're going to bring all of these characters back to life that were dusted in Avengers Infinity War. Like, they just turned to dust. You remember when Thanos snapped, did the snap with the Infinity Stones, and all of them just turned to dust. So, of course, all of these characters are going to come back some kind of way. Well, maybe not all of them. And that's another thing. I'm just interested in seeing who it's going to be that's going to come back, right? So it's going to be interesting to see how these Avengers come back and who's going to be a part of the team and who's going to remain a part of it. Now, another thing. Now, here's the big one. Here's my big one in this movie. I'm really looking forward to seeing who, if anyone, is going to die in this movie. Now, why am I saying that? It's been speculated forever that somebody is eventually going to die in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Like, I don't know who. I have my speculations. I'm not really sure, but somebody eventually is going to die. And the stakes are so high right now. Like, with Avengers Endgame, it just makes sense. And, of course, with them going into a new phase, it makes sense for them to kind of kill off a character or whatever. I don't know that it's going to be one of the main ancillary characters, you know, like a Captain America or Iron Man, although it could be. I don't know. I think out of the two, I'm just going to say if it's one of those two, I think it will probably be. Oh, man, that's hard. I think it'll probably be Steve Rogers. And I don't know why. That's just like a gut feeling of mine that it may be Steve Rogers if it's one of those two main characters. But we'll see. Now, some of the other characters, I mean, it could be Rhodey. They could kill him off. It could be Black Widow, which I doubt because, again, they're doing a Black Widow movie. They're talking about doing a Black Widow movie coming up, so it's not going to be her. Of course, it's not going to be Spider-Man because we got a Spider-Man Homecoming movie coming out. They're not going to kill off Black Panther. They just had, you know, his opening movie last year. And it did so well. It was like, you know, you're not going to kill off this character. This is a moneymaker. So I don't know. It we'll just see how this works, man. I do think it's going to eventually be somebody. I don't know, if it's going to be in this movie. But if it is, it's going to be a very, very emotional thing. And I think this is an opportunity for them to just kind of pull our emotional strings by killing somebody off like that. But again, we'll see. So. But I'm curious to know what your expectations are for this movie. Like, what are you looking forward to? You know, let me know in the comments, like, what are the things that you're looking forward to and expecting to happen? Do you think somebody's going to die? How are they going to bring back some of the other characters, some of the ancillary characters that died in the snap and all of that kind of stuff, or that were dusted in the snap? How is that going to happen? And jump down in the comments and let me know. And as we're going with this week, of course, there's going to be more news coming out, especially after tonight, after the premiere. There's going to be some reviews and stuff coming out. We're going to have to talk about and all that kind of stuff. So keep your eyes on this channel. Make sure you subscribe to the channel. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast, all that kind of stuff, so you get the notifications and you'll know when I'm uploading videos. Also, make sure you like the videos. That'll help me know, again, what it is that you appreciate about this channel and that you want more of. So, again, make sure you like the videos, subscribe to the channel, subscribe to the podcast, and I'll be talking to you more this week about Avengers Endgame.